This week, President Donald J. Trump marked 200 days in the Oval Office. And later this month marks the 54th anniversary of the March on Washington, where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. told of his dream, speaking of equality. When we talk about equality in the nation right now in 2017, what does it look like? I talked to former NAACP head Cornell Brooks.
This administration is going after what I would call a parade of partisan pariahs, people that they're making out to be racial bogeymen and bogeywomen. We have the trans ban with respect to transgender people serving in the military. We have gays and lesbians whom the Justice Department is arguing are not protected under Title VII. And we have African-American applicants for college who are being held up as the barrier to white prospective collegians who are seeking opportunity in this country. The fact of the matter is affirmative action is not a backdoor for mediocrity. It is, in fact, a highway to a meritocratic and inclusive America. The best colleges and universities do this. Last point I want to make here is W.E.B. Du Bois, in the last century, was admitted to Harvard University through an affirmative action program of its day. The president of Harvard decided that Harvard was insufficiently competitive because it was drawing people primarily from New England. So they decided to reach out to applicants from the West, from the South, across the expanse of the country. Little Willie Du Bois at Fisk University, who was actually a New Englander studying at a Southern school, was admitted to Harvard as a consequence of this program. He had to repeat his classes because they did not consider credits from Fisk worthy of Harvard recognition. He did so and became the first black PhD from Harvard University. So when people talk about affirmative action in terms of mediocrity, check the history.
April Ryan, AURN News.